We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning. Welcome to First United Church of Christ of Sauk City. Please welcome Shirley Kelter. She'll be leading us this morning in worship, as I guess Pastor Jennifer needed a break after a month. Our radio broadcast this morning is sponsored by Tamara Straub in honor of Timothy Straub. Our liturgists this morning are Emily Fuchs and myself. Just a reminder, Christian Fellowship has a meeting on Tuesday morning at 9:30. And also there is a card in the back for Patsy Herring. For those of you who remember Patsy, she hasn't been here quite a while. She's been at Maplewood, right, Deb? Maplewood? Pines? She's at the Pines, sorry. She lost her daughter this past week, so if anybody wants to sign the card, I believe Debbie will drop it off next week for her. Are there any other announcements? Accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. We at First United Church of Sauk City have been embraced by the inclusive love of Jesus, and so we strive to be a welcoming presence in Sauk City and beyond. We invite anyone and everyone to worship and serve with us. Everyone who covenants with us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly in the way of Jesus will be a valued member of this fellowship, without regard to sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, race, or faith background. Now let's take a moment of silence to clear our minds before we start the service. Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin or on the screen. We are hungering and thirsting for hope and peace.
Lord Jesus, come and fill us.
Our hearts long for the nurturing presence of God.
God, who is love, let us rest in your presence.
Give to us the living bread of your peace, that we may hunger no more.
Open our hearts to receive all your blessings that sustain us.
Amen. If you are able, please stand while we sing our opening hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, in the New Century Hymnal, number 292.
Join me in prayer. Everlasting God, we come before you at this moment in time. We bring the concerns of the day, the burdens of our hearts, gratitude for your presence, and hope for the future. We gather as people in need and with abundance, in despair and with joy, in uncertainty and with confidence. We rest in the assurance that wherever we are on life's journey, you receive us with love, compassion, and acceptance. Inspire us to be hospitable and generous to one another as we gather in your name to hear your voice, offer you praise, and lift our prayers to you. Amen. God of healing and transformation, we hunger and thirst for your abundant life. We bring you our sorrow and you give us the bread of joy. We bring you our despair and you give us the bread of hope. We bring you our weariness and you give us the bread of inspiration. We have all we need for our journey. There is enough. We are enough. Amen. For which we all say, thanks be to God. Seated. Are there any kids who want to come up here today? Don't be shy. Do you want to come up with them, Mom or Dad? Thanks. We have one little one. What's your name?
This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. I'm Shirley. Tyler, do you like bread?
Do you like bread? Do you like sandwiches?
Sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly? What's your brother's name?
Warren.
Warren, do you like bread? Yeah. Do you know anyone who bakes bread, who makes it from scratch? Have you ever made it from scratch? Okay. Anyone out here bake bread? Yeah. Oh man, there's nothing like it. Fresh baked bread. Yeah. You should tell your dad, Warren, to learn how to bake bread. It's really the best. Well, today we're hearing again for like the third week in a row about bread from Jesus. And it was certainly something they ate a lot of in that time, along with fish and olives and figs and things like that. But bread was really a staple, and it was more than just food for people's bodies, but it was food that nourished their spirits and their souls. And Jesus is trying to talk with us over these weeks about living bread, bread that has meaning, that like bread is a symbol for being loving. Are you loving sometimes to Warren? Is Warren Izzy? It's Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Is Tyler loving? Does he love you? Yeah. Do you love him? What do you do to show him that you love him? Good. Excellent. That's a way to be living bread. That is a great way to be like Jesus to other people and to do good in the world, sharing what we have. Or maybe it's doing something extra special, or giving someone a hug or a smile, or noticing if you have a friend that's feeling sad and being there with them while they're sad. So that's what Jesus is talking with us about today. And we're going to hear more about it in a little while. But I want you to think about that when you eat bread. Think about this isn't just for my body, but I can be like bread and nourish and nurture other people and feed them with good things like sharing and love. Does that make sense, Warren? Okay. Glad you came up, even though you're back there. It's like you were right here. Well, let's pray. Dear God, I ask you to bless these children and all the children in our lives and help them keep learning about your love and how to share that with others and how to be your love, be the living bread for others. And we pray this with all of our hearts. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Thank you, Tyler. Thanks, Warren. And now Emily is going to read our first reading from Ephesians.
This morning, our New Testament reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through chapter 5, verse 2. So then, putting away falsehood, each of you speak the truth with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Those who steal must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor, doing good work with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be loved as Christ loved and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
This is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that everyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. My grandfather owned a bakery in Chicago before the Depression, and he was noted as the first bakery to have glass oven doors so that he could see in. And I never knew him. He died before I was born. And I have to think I should have gotten some of those baking genes, but I didn't really. I've tried baking bread a few times, and it was okay, but for some reason, yeast scares me a little bit. It's kind of tricky. But we have a bread baker in our family who is incredible. My nephew, Matt, and his wife, Beth, used to live in the apartment above me. And at least once a week, it seemed, there'd be a little knock on the door, and I'd open it, and Beth would be extending a plate with a thick slice of hot, steamy bread on it for me. And it didn't matter whether it was white bread or whole wheat bread, focaccia, she was always trying new things. But every gift of bread that she presented to me melted in my mouth as only homemade bread can. And she makes bread now almost every day for her and Matt and their son, their toddler, Graham. So this gospel and the bread part especially was rolling around in my head all week and my heart. And I kept thinking about Beth and this bread talent and passion that she has and has had now in the years, 4 or 5 years that I've known her, 6 years. And so I decided I need to pay a visit to Beth the bread baker. And I called her up yesterday, said, "I need to come talk to you about bread." So I came over and sure enough, she puts right in front of me a slice of, she said, "I just tried this recipe of cinnamon raisin bread," and she had toasted it and warmed it up and buttered it. And it was amazing as always. And I asked her about that. What is this like for you? And she said, "Making bread is very calming and grounding for me." She said, "Measuring out the ingredients, pouring them into the bowl, kneading, letting it rise, being patient while I wait for it to rise, the smell, the fragrance that fills the house, all of it, the rhythm of it all." And she said, "But more than anything," this is a direct quote from Beth, "I love everything about bread, eating it, making it, but most of all, nourishing the people I love with it." And she certainly does that. And that's what Jesus was talking about today, of being nourished, not just in our bodies, but in our spirits. I think of all the bread that is part of the meals and the parties that Jesus had. He loved a good meal. And I think of all the homemade bread he ate. And I think of the mothers and the grandmothers who baked that bread, all the women of the Gospels that aren't mentioned but were baking bread, and the daughters that they were teaching how to bake bread. And that before Jesus even touched or blessed bread, it was first blessed by the love of these women who measured and kneaded and baked love into the bread. Soul nourishment. That's something only love can accomplish. So it's exactly how Jesus saw bread for us. He said, I am this kind of bread. He talked about coming, it is through me that you come to the Father. And it is, for me, as I think about that, I think it is through love that we come to God. When we love one another, that brings us to God. Whether we are Christian or whether we are another religion or no religion at all, when we love, that draws us to God and to God's love. Every meal story that Jesus is in is a love story. People were fed, but they were also healed. They were changed. They felt included and welcomed, forgiven, called, and loved deeply. So Jesus tells us today, I am the bread of life. I am living bread. We are invited to receive this love and to share this love and to be this love, to be that living bread to others. So much needed right now to be that to others. How do we do this? Well, Ephesians reading that we heard from Emily gives us some pretty clear directives for ways to live that are loving ways. Speak the truth, don't steal. Work hard so that you have something to share with the needy. Let your words build up others and give them grace. And these powerful verses from that reading, put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you. For me, these are echoes of the Ten Commandments, almost. And something I learned when I was teaching Old Testament and the Ten Commandments, and I just learned it then because I was only given a week's notice to start teaching that, so I was learning with the students, was that when the Israelites received the Ten Commandments, they looked upon it as freedom, as a way to live in freedom. You know, we look upon laws as maybe limiting our freedom, or we look upon them as, gee, if I break a law, I'm going to be punished. But they looked upon it as, if we all just did this, we would be free from any worry. I wouldn't have to worry that someone is going to lie to me or steal from me or kill someone I love or me. If we all lived these laws, we would be free to just relax and feel safe and be our best selves with each other. You don't have to worry about being hurt by anyone. So similarly, Ephesians points to a way of living that frees us from harm and nourishes our spirits, whether we are on the giving end of that or the receiving end. We know well that holding on to anger or a grudge only hurts us. It's self-destructive. Letting it go is a blessing not only for the one who hurt us, whether we think they deserve it or not, but it's a blessing for ourselves and in a much broader way for the world. Each of the simplest acts of mercy, forgiveness, compassion, and so on releases blessings into the world like ripples from a pebble tossed into a pond. When I hear the words at communion, do this in memory of me, I hear an invitation and an opportunity to be bread for others, to be that living bread, to set those ripples in motion. I think Jesus was talking about do this meal and remember me. But I've always thought, I think it's more than that. I think Jesus was saying, do what I do and say what I say in memory of me. Listen, welcome, teach, heal, challenge, forgive, be kind. Do all of this in memory of me. And let this meal remind you that we are called to be that living bread to one another. No act is too small. Every crumb nourishes. And my dog Penny could attest to this because she's a master crumb hunter. And yes, I could not give a sermon without talking about Penny at some point, who would be here with me if she could be. Be one that nourishes not only other people's bodies, but more critically, souls. And that is critical given what we're living through right now in the world, in our country, perhaps in our community, our families even. Division that can lead to hate, turmoil, that can lead to war, angst, and fear that can shut down our hearts. Words can become weapons, lies, put down, sarcasm, accusation. Acts of violence don't surprise us anymore. Honesty and integrity seems to simply be missing at times. This year, I just pause on a little rant for a moment. This calendar year, my car has been hit 3 times while it was parked. I know not exactly where or exactly when. I don't know who did it because nobody left notes, but probably a couple $1,000s worth of damage overall. And I think, wow, I don't know, I was taught that if I hit a car and the person wasn't there, I would leave a note with my name and my phone number or something. And I thought, what's happening? That we think it's okay to do something as long as we get away with it. This is why these acts, these small acts, these being living bread for one another, it does catch. The early Christians were known for these acts of love. People would say, look at them, they are different. Those people are different. And it's because they tried, imperfectly, of course, but they did their best to live love, to be bread for each other. Children, adults, everyone tried their best, and people noticed. When we do that, people will notice. I'm forgiving these car hitters, though it's every time I look at my car, it rises up a little bit. But I have to keep deciding to forgive because I know forgiveness is good. And the way I try to do that is to just send a little prayer out and think, you know, people do things, they have to live with that. They know what they've done and they have to live with that, whatever it might be. And so I pray for a change of hearts for them, for them to find some peace and some way to do the right thing in the future. Our words and our actions, when they are living bread, can make tiny but very critical progress to help heal what is broken within us and around us. Be bread to each other. Be light and love and healing. Be living bread. And this morning, I would invite you, I don't know where the microphone is. Oh, Rose has it. Invite anyone who has a need they would like us to join them in prayer for, or something that you are grateful for, perhaps a way that you have seen the face of God, tasted the living bread of Jesus this week. If you want to say something, Rose will bring the microphone to you.
Well, that's the danger when they leave a microphone with me all the time. First of all, I want to thank Shirley so much for leading us in worship this morning. It was a wonderful message. And as I was listening to it, two things were racing through my mind. I watch the clock, and I like to keep us on time, that we fill the hour, and that we also pay due diligence to the message. And my mind raced to a hymn that's in our hymnal. And I think it would be fitting if we added this hymn in at this time. It's 321 in the New Century Hymnal. It won't be on the screen, but I think it's a familiar one, and I think it's one that we should sing in honor of the great message that Shirley just led us on. It's entitled, Break Now the Bread of Life.
Was perfect. Now, are there any prayers or any thanksgivings that you'd like to offer?
I see the face of God in my friend Donna, who brings soup and other goodies to her neighbors, anybody who's been in the hospital or has had surgery. She's a very loving person, and I just really appreciate her.
I forgot about this in the announcements, but I think it's fitting here. Just a reminder that the Badger Steam and Gas Show is this weekend, and Sue and Tim Herbrand with their Mission Impossible have the food stand. Always need help Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can earn $12 an hour towards any yourself or any cause. But that money really helps a lot of people. And so if you haven't done it before, you can call Sue or Tim to get signed up.
Again, thank you, Shirley. I'm not a sports fanatic, so I'm going to make a funny here. But I've really enjoyed my pants off watching the men's basketball play. All these men that are rivals against each other all year long came together and performed magically for the United States and all the gold that we've won.
Well, dear God, we bring these prayers to you. We thank you when inspiration touches us and we are called to sing a song or whatever that we are inspired to do. We thank you for people who are so generous with their cooking and baking and bringing food to others that I hope they're aware that only not only nourishes bodies, but spirits as well. We thank you for Tim and his family and the work that they do on their mission trip, and for all those who help the poor or help those who are in trouble in any way. And we thank you, God, for the joy of that the Olympics have brought, as well as we pray for those who have had disappointments and pain during that time. But we thank you for the unity that is intended in these games, and help today to be a good celebration of the end of these 2 weeks. So for this, dear God, and for all the prayers in the quiet of our hearts, we lift them to you with hope and trust that you hear us and answer us in love. Amen. Amen. And now we will have our offering, if you would like to contribute to our church's needs. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Ever and ever. Amen. Please join me in praying our gratitude prayer. O God, you lavish us with love. We thank you that you are as close to us as our breath and our heartbeat, that your love is constant and unfailing. Thank you for teaching us, feeding us, healing us, and holding the longings of our hearts. Lead us to a still inner place so we can hear your voice and feel held in your love. Embolden us to be bearers of your peace and hope, especially when we encounter hurt or division. God of love, hear us. Amen. And please stay standing for our hymn.
Our closing hymn, 539, will also be on the screen, I believe. Won't you let me be your servant?
I haven't filled the hour. Do you want me to keep talking? Let us go from this place in peace, being the bread of life and the bread of love to one another. May the God of eternity stretch out the heavens above us. The God of each earthly moment be closer than breath, and the Spirit cover us with warm, bright wings. Amen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Worship Service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPK.